This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Frame. Mother's Day is almost here. What are you getting her? Something that shows you care. Something that makes her feel loved. Something that won't stress you out. Something like the Skylight Frame. The Skylight Frame is the perfect gift. It's a touchscreen photo frame your whole family can upload photos to, from wherever they are in the world. It's a way to share with her all the moments that matter. It sets up in seconds. You can even make sure that it's already loaded with photos when your mom opens her Mother's Day gift. And her Skylight Frame can hold thousands of the treasured photos you share. It's an easy, heartfelt way for mom to stay connected with those who matter most. It really is the perfect gift. Now, as a special Mother's Day offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/easy. That's SKYLIGHTFRAME.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightframe.com/easy.
Hey, my fellow trivia nerds. Welcome to the best podcast ever, the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, here with my bestie, Meredith.
Hello, parents and children.
You might need some rain boots for this episode.
Ooh.
We're going to slosh around through some potentially treacherous weather trivia.
I'm going to be so good at this, you guys. I'm practically a weatherman. I can tell in my knees when it's going to rain. I can't wait.
Oh my goodness. All right, I'm going to lead you through two rounds of trivia. I'll ask the question. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to come up with the answer. Give yourself 1 point for every correct answer. And at the end, you're going to tally up your score, crown the winner, and hopefully you're going to be beating Meredith. Are you ready, Meredith?
I'm totally ready.
Okay, round one, question one. What is the name of a scientist who studies the weather?
Meteorologist.
Correct. Meteorologist. Okay, question number two. Small chunks of ice that fall from the clouds are often irregular shaped. What are they called?
Hail.
Yes, hail. Damaging hail.
Just coming at you.
Question number three. Where was the hottest temperature ever recorded on Earth?
It's gotta be like in the desert in Arizona.
It was actually Death Valley in California. It was 134 degrees Fahrenheit.
That is deadly.
I would
That's
assume.
That's a deadly temperature.
I would assume.
Just stay inside on those days, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely fry an egg on a rock temperature. All right, question number four. What is the lowest temperature ever recorded on Earth?
The lowest. I don't know, negative 40.
A little chillier.
What?
It's negative 126 degrees.
Oh my
Fahrenheit.
Gosh, your blood would freeze.
That is Antarctica. I remind me to never go there.
No, you know, you can like take these eco tours through Antarctica and it looks totally terrifying. Like they take you in on a little plane, but you can only go in on certain days because if the weather has any sort of like craziness to it, like they will not fly the planes in there. Then they drop you off at these like substation things where scientists are doing work and you just chill. It looks terrible.
Yeah, don't put my name down for that.
Truly terrible.
Okay, question number five. What causes the yellow snow effect seen in some parts of the world?
Well, I'm a pro at this because I live in the Midwest and that is called pollen.
Yes, it is pollen. Definitely a different type of yellow snow that I was thinking when I went into this question. Okay, question number six. The amount of water vapor in the air tells us what measurement of a place?
Oh, Humidity.
Yes, humidity. A Midwest specialty as well. Okay, question number 7. What is the name of the most dangerous rotating air phenomenon?
Oh, do you mean my worst fear ever? Tornadoes.
It is tornadoes. That's right. They are so scary.
Man, I don't know. When I was little, there was a tornado in our town. And I think I have like long lasting scars from this because my dad would just not come inside.
That dad never
do. And he was standing in the yard and we were all hovered in the root cellar because we had a little root cellar. And we were like, my mom was like, Gary, get inside. And he was like, no, I got to watch the tornado. And I just remember being little and crying like my dad would fly away. So dads, if you're listening, just go inside with
just
your
go
family.
Inside. You're not
you're
proving anything. You got nothing
your
to
kids.
Prove. You got nothing to prove.
Totally traumatized.
Okay. Question number 8. What health hazard occurs when the temperature falls below freezing?
Frostbite.
Yes, frostbite. You are on fire.
I'm really good at the weather.
Question number 9. What do we call tornadoes that occur over water?
Water spout.
So you just have terror at every landmass.
I mean, can you imagine me in the ocean and then an ocean tornado gets you? No thanks.
All right, last question of this round. What happens first during a thunderstorm? Thunder or lightning?
Thunder.
See, I always thought thunder too, but it's actually lightning.
That's a lie because it goes crack, crack, and then you see the lightning.
No, lightning actually comes first because the speed of light is quicker than the speed of sound.
What?
I know. Mind blown. That is why we're here. All right, we're going to take a real quick break and we're going to come back and keep blowing your minds in round 2.
This podcast is sponsored by Skylight Calendar. Let's be real. Running a household can be exhausting and chaotic. And finding the perfect Mother's Day gift, it's not exactly a no-brainer. Until now. The Skylight Calendar is the best way to organize the family and give everyone, especially mom, some peace of mind to enjoy the things that matter most. The Skylight Calendar is a smart, touchscreen calendar that keeps track of and manages the chores, dinner planning, groceries, and to-dos for the whole family. The Skylight Calendar automatically syncs each family member's digital calendars and displays them all together on one color-coded touchscreen. It even doubles as a digital picture frame so you can finally share all those special moments that are just sitting on your phone. As a limited-time offer for our listeners, get 15% off your purchase of a Skylight calendar when you go to skylightcal.com/easy. That's skylightcal.com/easy. Get 15% off your Mother's Day purchase now at skylightcal.com/easy.
I'm Jane Perlez, longtime foreign correspondent and former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. I've been a foreign correspondent in lots of places, Somalia, Indonesia, Pakistan, but nowhere as important to the world as China.
I mean, China is not dropping anti-democratic paratroopers into Montana. But of course, we did see things like the weather balloon / spy balloon riveting the whole country for a week.
This is Face Off, an 8-part series in which we'll take you behind the scenes to key moments in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. We'll speak with a diplomat, a spy, a tech reporter, a U.S. admiral, even Yo-Yo Ma. Plus, my pal and noted China historian Rana Mitter joins the conversation. We'll look at what's driving the two nations apart and explore whether anything can help bring them back together. Face Off launches April 9th.
In a world of travel and adventure, it's easy to say someday I'm going to do this or someday I'm going to see that. But our friends at Frost River are challenging all of us to start seeking our somedays today. With sustainably sourced materials and solar-powered manufacturing facilities, Frost River creates every piece of gear by hand right here in the good old U.S. of A. After a year of pandemic living, who isn't itching to get out and do things? Reliable bags, packs, totes, adventure gear from Frost River. It's never been easier to seek your Sunday today. Frost River adventure gear isn't just made with durability in mind. It's made with your next adventure at heart. When you can feel the quality and you can see the handcrafted time and attention given to each and every detail, you know that you're holding a Frost River original. Sustainably made with solar power in the USA, Frost River gear is made for everyday adventures. Stop waiting for your next adventure and start seeking your someday today at frostriver.com/family road trip. Use promo code ROADTRIP for free shipping on your next order. Again, that's frostriver.com/family road trip. Connecting Concepts Tutoring is a family-owned virtual tutoring company with top-quality tutors and great prices. Through Connecting Concepts, you can conveniently join a video call with a tutor that can help you with subjects or SAT and ACT prep. Thanks to the work of Connecting Concepts, students have seen enhanced grades and 200-plus improvements on their SAT. Go online to request a tutor or speak directly with one of the owners at contutoring.com, or you can give them a call today at 833-247-7444. With ROADTRIP50, you can get 50% off your first session. Again, use that code ROADTRIP50 to get 50% off your first session. They also offer session bundles at very affordable rates, and that is contutoring.com, contutoring.com. Whether you are ready or not, we're back for round two. All right, question number one, and I did not know this, you guys. Which insect chirp can you allegedly count to tell the temperature?
Stop it.
I know.
That is not a thing.
It is a thing, and it's a cricket.
What?
Apparently, you can count their chirps to see what the temperature is.
Like, how many chirps a minute, or like what's the time?
I don't have the specifics. You guys need to look it up and let us know, okay?
I feel like that's bad science. Like, okay.
Question number two. What causes the lightning to appear faster than thunder in a storm? I just
well,
told you on this.
Well, Brittany. Light travels faster than sound, so it's going to be the light.
That is correct. That is why. See, I'm just wanting to make sure you guys learn this today. All right, question number three. What is used to measure atmospheric pressure by scientists?
A barometer.
Yes, a barometer. Question number four. Stratus, cirrus, and cumulus and nimbus are types of what?
Harry Potter houses. Just kidding. Clouds.
They are clouds. That is correct. Question number five. Earth's recent temperature rises have been linked to human activity known as global blank.
Warming.
Global warming. That is correct. Gonna have to do something about that. It's getting pretty warm. Question number six. Breeze and gale are common terms used to describe the speed of what?
Light.
No. It's wind.
No!
Gale force winds or a nice breeze. It's a big difference. Okay, question number seven. An avalanche features the rapid descent of what?
Snow.
Yes.
Also terrifying.
Super terrifying.
Won't even ski.
Absolutely.
There's
I mean,
no
there's
way.
Actually many reasons why I don't ski, but that's a big one.
Avalanche is up at the top of them.
I'll wait in the lodge. I'll just have my hot chocolate. Thank you very much. Question number eight. Trying to predict the weather is known as weather what?
Okay. astrology. Forecasting.
Forecasting, that is right. Question number 9. The area of the central USA that features many tornadoes is known as what?
It's Tornado Alley.
Meredith's nightmare.
I would never live there.
No. Tornado Alley. It sounds absolutely terrifying. Okay. Final question. What do we call what occurs when a spectrum of light appears when the sun shines onto water droplets in the air?
It's a rainbow.
It is a rainbow. I wanted to end this upbeat after all the terrifying tornado questions. All right, guys. I cannot wait to hear how you did, because you did it. You survived another episode of the Family Road Trip Trivia Podcast Weather Edition. Make sure to let us know how you did on Facebook or Instagram, and we may just feature you. Meredith, how'd you do?
You know, I think it was my best game ever now that I'm adding it up. I got 16.
16 out of 20.
I was supposed to be a meteorologist.
Oh, it's never too late.
It's never too late.
It's never too late to follow your dreams, guys. This has been a production of Girls Girls Media. Find us online at girlsgirlsmedia.com. And if you like it you heard, we would love for you to go to iTunes right this second and leave us a 5-star review. All right. Have a great day, trivia nerds.
Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.